Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Everybody, welcome to the Lost in America podcast, episode 3. We did it.
We made it to 3. Yeah, a lot of people lost wagers on that.
Everybody's losing money. My name's Turner Sparks.
I'm Kaplan.
He's Kaplan, and we have our very first guest ever today. Very first guest on Lost in America, my good friend Joe Schaefer. Joe, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Joe is a comedian. We started together 6 years ago in China, and Joe moved to New York right before I did. Now we're both here doing stand-up, so it's fantastic to have Joe on. Before we get going, first of all, Twitter. Let's talk about Twitter.
Let's talk about it.
I went up 11 followers this week. What'd you do?
Last I checked, I went up 10 followers, which is a higher percentage.
Wow,
since I have 140.
You have 140.
I briefly toyed around with getting a new handle, but I couldn't figure it out. Oh, I lost a follower.
Just recently?
Yeah, I'm down at 139. I was at 140.
So I came over here. The good Lord giveth and the good Lord taketh away.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Last week, we put our first show, we put all the stuff at the end. I lost 3 followers. He lost one, and then he gained one back, but only because he followed somebody, a friend. And then the second show, we put him at the beginning. I went up 11, he went up 10. And you can find me at Turner B. Sparks on Twitter. You can go to my website, turnersparks.com. You can, Kaplan, M.I. Kaplan, 11, because he likes Scoop Jardine.
Yes,
great. Obscure Syracuse University basketball player.
Wow.
Scoop Jardine. Also my JCC jersey number back in the day when I was running the Allentown JCC.
When you were
hoops.
The Kevin McHale of the Allentown
The Kevin
basketball
McHale, yes.
Scene, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
And Joe Schaefer, how can we get in touch with you?
How can we find you?
You can find me at Close Schaefer. That's my handle on Twitter and Instagram. And my website is joeschafercomedy.com.
Joe Schaefer.
Check it out.
And it's very funny comedy. I've been doing it forever.
And, you know, come see me. I have the same plug as you with the big Kung Fu Comedy New York City show.
Hell yeah.
With Monroe Martin, November 16th. Everybody should be there because that's going to be an awesome show.
That's going to be a killer show. Yeah, Joe and I are producing it together. So we're both going to be on the show. We have Monroe Martin from Master of None with Aziz Ansari. He's from Last Comic Standing. He's going to be there. Tons of comedians. Jamie Roberts, Gus Tate, Esther Steinberg. Very funny. Very funny comics.
All hard hitters. And can I say, we've done like 8 hours of meeting for this so far. We are like,
oh my God,
well prepared.
It's been way too much. Yeah,
this is going to be one hell of a show. It's crafted with love.
Sounds like before the podcast, what we do.
It sounds like exactly. So, okay, that show's going to be awesome. You can also, this is also big news. Our podcast, Lost in America, has our very own Twitter account now.
Yeah, I think that's who unfollowed me.
Got unfollowed by Lost in
America. I don't know. Somebody just unfollowed me.
It's Lost in, the letter N, Lost in America Pod at Twitter. So find us on there. And as always, you can please subscribe to us on iTunes, Lost in America. Leave us a comment. Leave us a rating. That helps us move up the charts. Also, you can find us. If you're in China, listen to us on Ximalaya.com, Ximalaya. That's an app you can subscribe to. You can download us there. If you don't have anything Apple, find us on SoundCloud. We're on SoundCloud, Lost in America.
Whew.
That is a lot, but now let's get to it.
Let's get to the business.
Let's get to it right now. First of all, the world continues to love Billy Bush.
Yes, of course. Who doesn't?
Right, everybody. I'm going to read some comments we got this week.
How can you not love Billy Bush?
These are real people, right? Real reviewers. You didn't write them?
No. I didn't write these. These are real people.
Yeah,
who just
important.
Can't. Yeah, they can't stay away.
I mean, the guy dove on a professional grenade to expose Donald Trump I mean, before that,
yeah, he was undercover
Donald
agent.
Trump was a golden boy.
Yeah, he's an American.
They thought he was a champion for women's rights. And Billy Bush dove on the career grenade.
The hard hitting, yeah, the hard reporting is what he did.
Yeah, he's an Upton Sinclair of our, our times.
He really is.
Yeah. So
okay, so here's one from Tom Tweezy in China.
Tom Tweezy
writes us.
Longtime listener.
Longtime listener writes us. Just listen to your podcast. Sounds good. Hella funny.
Thank
liked
you, Tom.
Your wedding story. Should have beat up the uncles, though. That's from the story we talked right. about when I went. I had to give the uncles money to get.
I think I said the same thing. Should have
you
beat
said,
him.
Yeah, he agrees with you that I should yeah. have, instead of giving a dollar to the uncles, I should have just beat him up. And
Turner
then he,
Sparks.
His only critique, Tom Tweezy in China, need more Billy Bush talk.
Yeah.
So
never enough. You never thing. Give him enough. Turner.
It could become a Billy Bush fan podcast.
That's the
we
only
just
thing.
Recap the week in Billy Bush.
I mean, Turner, I think the conventional wisdom is always leave them wanting when it comes to Billy Bush. Yeah. Never give them enough.
Yeah, enough Bush.
Pull them away, wean them from the Billy Bush teat.
Never
right?
never enough of the Bushy. Here's another one. This is from our Twitter. I mean, sorry, this is from iTunes. iTunes review. By the way, review us on iTunes. It helps us move up the charts.
And
please.
You can be part of the podcast.
I say give us 5 stars, Cap. You say 4 stars.
Well, you know, 4 or 5, but if you feel it's 5 stars, I don't like to tell people to lie. I don't encourage it.
Last week he said, be honest and give us 4.
Seems more realistic. If it's all 5 stars, who's going to believe that?
Kaplan, this is a 5-star podcast if I've ever heard one.
If you give us 5 stars, we will come to your home and do a podcast there.
No, because everyone's giving us 5 stars.
Oh, okay.
Stars. We can't fly around the world.
Well, I mean, half the people are my mom. That's how I'm going to see her now.
Okay, so here's another one. I've got 2 more to read. This one... The person, they says, locker room talk for nice people is the title of what this podcast is.
Which is kind of like an oxymoron, because the whole locker room talk.
Nice people want to chat this in the person, locker room as well. And then, boy, oh boy, would I love to take her out to a nice dinner and then a movie.
Okay,
and then
so
walk her home.
So they call themselves Billy Bush 2020 is the name of this person.
Wow.
So Billy Bush 2020.
His super PAC?
If you're out there. It says, as another expat, I find it interesting and even therapeutic to hear Turner bounce observations on someone who actually knows how to be an adult in America. I think that's you. You know
amazing.
How to be an adult in America.
That's like the nicest compliment I've ever received.
I would definitely recommend this podcast to anyone else who feels like they've been out of the country for too long. Thanks a lot, Billy Bush 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we know? Do we know that could be Billy Bush? Or
no, it very well could be Billy Bush running for president in 2020.
Right.
I think that's... calling his own number.
We wanted Bush Clinton. That's what we need as an election. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's going to have a book to sell. He's going to be doing some promotion for something at some point. We'll get him.
So here's
we'll work on it.
Anyway, the point is, thank you all for listening. Thank you for commenting. Keep bringing them in. All right, Kaplan, what do you got for plugs?
This Sunday, October 30th, 3:30 p.m. at Mandicotti's Rustica. It's great Italian restaurant in Long Island City. 46-35 Vernon Boulevard. From 3:30 to 6:30, we're going to have a little event for the Cancer Center for Winthrop University Hospital. They're a great, amazing hospital. It does work for kids with cancer. And we're going to raise some funds for the hospital because they take care of everything. And it's $50 a person. There's going to be food. There's going to be some amazing vodka from VDK 6100, Vodka 6100. And they're going to be doing some cocktails. And, yeah, so it should be a good time. Come on by. There's a kids parade in Long Island City already going on.
Nice.
So, and that's all I got.
Go to the party.
And I have a book coming out in about 2024.
Nice. So look out for that.
We'll plug that in another podcast.
The Kaplan book coming soon. All right. Now, what everybody's been waiting for, the result of our sponsors. Last week we were talking about who we went through the sponsors, possible sponsors list. It was your dad's podiatry company might sponsor
us. Dr. Bob Kaplan's podiatry.
Bob Kaplan with the chocolate foot.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually going to add, like I heard the earlier podcast and I was wondering what the hell a chocolate is. Chocolate foot, is that a condition? Because it sounds delicious.
No, it's an actual, it's like a Christmas gift, but yeah, that would be a good condition though, to make people more excited about going to the doctor.
I'm sorry, Timmy, but we've done tests and it seems you have a bad case of chocolate foot.
You got chocolate foot, Timmy. But that sounds too good for kids.
It's stage 3 delicious. I'm sorry to tell you.
So, okay, we had
literally 30 seconds after the cancer kids thing, we're doing a chocolate. No.
All right, so we got we got Bobcats with podiatry, Myrna Sparks' CT Travel. We have Honest Tea, the tea that we were drinking last week, and also my future nickname. A lot, people this week have been calling me that in the streets. Been coming up to me.
But notice we're not drinking Honest Tea this week. A little spoiler.
And then finally, Jerry's Chinese restaurant, which I took a picture of this week. It's on our Twitter, but I still can't remember the name of it. But anyway,
that story really resonated with me as well in terms of getting somebody bringing me to go eat Chinese food. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, yum. And they were like, yeah, isn't this terrific? And I was like,
yeah, you have to pretend like it's really good.
So lo mein. Wow. Really?
Oh my gosh. I know. So
General So's grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah. So
where are the bones
like from the motherland? It's
that's exactly what I was looking for. So anyway, so here's the result. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Result of which one of these four we picked to be our sponsor. Ready now. Dun 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 dun. None of them.
None of the above.
None of the above. But we have
option
a sponsor. Option E. We went with Ents. Ents is a new app put out by our new friend who was the founder of Venmo. Now he's got Ents. Kaplan, explain what Ents is.
You mean like tree Ents from Lord of the Rings? Is anybody else a nerd here?
I don't know what
that
means. Not at all. I know more about the app than.
So what is it?
It's Lips by Ents, correct?
Lips by Ents. I'm sorry. Lips by Ents is the name of the podcast. I mean, the name of the app.
Yes, and it's an amazing, amazing little app we got here. And it's you can record. Once you download the app, you can just press a button. You have it listening at all times. And then whenever you hear something funny or you just want to record a thought or conversation, you just press the button, the lips, and it records the last 5 minutes. Or if you press it twice, I believe it records the last 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And then you can give it titles. You can choose to share it with the Ents community.
Yeah, so we were at his office yesterday. People were putting their music on it. They're recording songs and putting it out. It works essentially like Twitter for speaking, for short speak, right?
Yeah,
short speaking.
And more than 140 characters. So
it's as many characters you want. You can how fast you can speak. We're doing stuff there now. We're going to be there once a week reviewing the top Ents recordings of the week and making fun of them.
Ents Bites we're going to be given. Is that what they're called?
They're called what?
Ents Bites? No, I don't know.
Ents, I have no idea what they're called. But anyway, E-N-S-E, Lips by Ents. Lips, L-I-P-S, by Ents. Go download it. You can listen to us once a week on there. We got a Lost in America page. It's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, we're pretty amazing. We already have a sponsor. I mean, I
we
think
got a
some
sponsor
sort of record
week
for
three. And how did it happen? This is even a better story. Cap.
Well, yes. How did it happen? Well, we were at our favorite bar, Bait and Hook. Fans want to come see us on Sundays.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, we were there for the Eagles game a few weeks ago. I mentioned this when I was talking about my toast and how some random guy came up to me and offered to buy a jersey off me for $500.
Buy a football jersey.
A football jersey I was wearing. So I had mentioned I bought a new jersey. It was in Pennsylvania. I spent $110 on it. Was very happy. Carson Wentz, he's the quarterback. And we went to the bar and I brought the shirt that I had traded with the guy who bought it. And we were just sitting there, and all of a sudden, randomly sitting next to us. And he was very excited to see that I had a new jersey.
Last Sunday, I was there. Yeah.
Yes, you were there on last Sunday, yes. And then at some point in the game, when it wasn't going well, we discussed how to get the mojo going. I needed to sell him a jersey again.
Well, what happened? I came in, and I didn't know if he got there right when I got there, but when I walked in, you guys had just suggested, he was telling us, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I had your jersey. And then I left it somewhere.
I think he left it at ex-girlfriend's house.
At an ex-girlfriend's house. And so he's like, I can't go back and get it it's gone to me now.
Yeah.
And then one of our friends
suggested. Your books, your jerseys,
One of our friends suggested, they're like, why don't you just buy Kaplan's jersey again, the one he's wearing right now? And the guy's like, that's a brilliant
idea. But I had to charge him more because this is a player who's actually on the team and fits better.
So he paid double.
$1,000.
He paid $1,000 for a football jersey.
I'm pretty sure this is like a microcosm of how venture capitalism works. Like, isn't it? You know,
this is Silicon Valley to me now.
There's a demand, and you had leverage, and then you got him to invest, and it was,
right.
Yeah, I mean, he got the shirt.
And he wouldn't take the shirt back that I did bring his shirt that we had traded, and I realize now that it's the it's the Lips by Ents logo.
Yeah, it's what he gave you. He gave you a shirt to wear, which is the Lips by Ents
logo. So now I have two of those shirts, actually.
And then you gave him your Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
Right.
And here's the thing. If we keep going back every week and keep giving him jerseys.
Right, I'm trying to come up with a list. Maybe we can do a poll of which jersey I should buy this week.
So
and sell him.
So we got to, let's do that. We'll put a poll on our Twitter page. We'll put a poll of Philadelphia Eagles jerseys. Which one you guys want us to sell them? Here's the thing.
I've made $1,400 now in jerseys.
It's insane.
I think it's more than I make at my job. It's going to go into the college fund, I guess.
And now we have a friend and a sponsor, and he's going to be our guest next week.
Yeah, and it's also a lesson. Wednesday when we're brought to speak in colleges or whatever about young up-and-coming podcasters, how do you – you got to get out there. You got to talk to people. If someone asks you for a shirt, you give it to them.
You got
to
be amongst the people.
And it was very important, though. If you remember my first story, I said he came up to me and said he wanted to ask me if I was on Venmo, and I said no.
Yeah.
Originally, because I was on Venmo, but I don't know. But then this
Wait,
week he's...
what? You did have Venmo?
I think I just was like, thought somebody was just talking to me. I didn't want to...
I thought it was a guy walking
I actually didn't have Venmo, but I've been meaning to sign up. But today, this time he's very adamant. He's like, you have to get on Venmo if I'm going to do it, because he's the founder. Because
he's like, I started it. So, and then we Googled him real quick, and we're like, holy shit.
And this is why Venmo's so successful, because he's going around, you know, getting people on it.
Yeah, this guy does it like one by one, get people to sign up for Venmo. Yeah, yeah. So that's our new sponsor. So look up Lips by Ants. It's amazing. Our friend, he's going to be
on
next week.
Free plug for Venmo too. They're fantastic. Great way to trade money.
And find us over there at Lips by Ants. We'll be doing, we'll be making fun of people who put recordings on there.
I think they're trying to put podcasts out of business as one of the goals of the app. So we're going to be helping them. And
might as well get on the right side of that.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Okay, so... let's get to our guest, Joe Schaefer. You've been sitting here long enough. You've been helping out. You've been jumping in. Now we're going to get to you. What we normally do every week is we go through our Lost in America moment of the week. That normally has to do with me moving to America and stuff I find insane or stuff that's different. But this week we're going to do it with you because you're our guest. You also just moved to America.
We've doubled the Lost in America.
Right? You were gone for 12 years just like I was.
Yep.
So let's get to it. This is our Lost in America moment of the week with Joe Schaefer. Play the music. That music,
great song.
How do you think? What do you think of it, Cap? 1 to 10.
I think it's gonna be a hit.
It's gonna be a hit. Wait, what the song we play is Talking Heads, like Road to Nowhere.
Yeah, Talking Heads. I think those guys got a future.
They got something going on. Yeah,
I'm trying to get with the times here. I don't know 80s music. So.
Okay. Anyway, you're older than me, but yeah, whatever. Anyway, Lost in America movie. Here's what we want to talk to you about, Joe. Here's why we had you here. You, when I first met you in China, you had a girlfriend that you were in a long-term relationship with, a Chinese girl.
Yeah, that was, I think, the longest relationship I've ever been in. It hit about five years,
and then came to an abrupt halt, right?
I don't know if I'd... I don't know what you're implying there, Sparks. What's that supposed to mean?
You broke up in some way. I don't know. Every relationship comes to a halt.
It was actually the total opposite of that. It was like a one-year, very slow atrophy. It was absolutely not an abrupt halt. It was like a.
She wasn't throwing things out the window.
Sorry?
It wasn't like she's throwing stuff out the window and
get the hell out of my house.
No.
It was far less entertaining or dramatic than that. It was mostly just like, hey, this is going nowhere. We should probably break up, but we just signed this lease, so let's ride it out. And we'll let this kind of fall off like a necrotic limb or something.
But let's get to the point.
Yes.
So, all right. So that's when I knew you. You were dating, and then you were just like a dude in a relationship. At some point along the way, you broke up, and then you got out there, man.
It's Shanghai. You were there. It's a place that is. I would say it facilitates singleness. It is a place best suited to be free.
Yeah, it's a tough place to settle down.
A lot of nightlife, a lot of partying.
Yeah, I was out in the suburbs of Suzhou, and it was a little slower. But in Shanghai, yeah, you guys are going nuts. And so then you were there doing pretty well. Can I say that?
Yeah, it was not bad. I mean, I was on stage. I was something. I was Sheamus.
Did you do well in America before moving to China, or is it? Because I've heard from my sources that you can just reinvent yourself when you go to China, and as the white man.
I'll tell you my first story. This is kind of funny you bring that up, because when I was something of a in college, when I first got into college, I lost my virginity pretty late in life. I was into my 20s, and,
as most comics probably have.
And this is funny. This is how I'm pretty sure there is a God, and he has a sense of humor. Is I lost my virginity to a girl named Charity.
wow.
Which really
was that a stripper name or her?
No. Yeah, I mean, there was I was giving her coke. She was a nice girl, but not a stripper.
Shout out to Charity.
But I was definitely not. My game was not strong. And then I went to Japan first before I went to China to study abroad. and I don't know what happened, but the first night we were there, we all got hammered drunk. It was like we just showed up. You know, all of us foreign students go out together. We're like, yay, it's Japan, it's amazing. And we went out, and that night, I basically went into like blackout, and I came to, and I was like making out with this girl in the middle of the street.
Fantastic.
No idea how it happened, but everybody else was like, thought I was this huge pimp because I had swooped up on this girl the first night. I didn't know how it happened, but from then on, everybody had this like perception of me as this total like Lothario, and I wrote it. I was like, yeah, that's me, baby. Always been like that, and I sort of was able to reinvent myself in a way.
Yeah, it's like the first day of school, you beat up somebody, and now you're the tough guy. And
exactly. Also, it's the thing where when you move, if you switch schools,
right?
Whenever you're the new kid at school, like boom, that's your best chance like to get it going, right? And same, you go to a new country. Was this a
new
Japanese
system.
Girl you were making out with?
It was a Japanese girl.
Did you speak Japanese? Did she speak English?
At that point, no. She did not speak English, and I did not speak Japanese. But that was through... I then started dating this girl like the first couple months I was there, and my Japanese skyrocketed. I went from speaking like very rudimentary Japanese to being just like... I wouldn't say fluent, but I was very comfortable with it in like 2 months, because that's the best way to do it.
Very well. And then now you're back in America. How's it going here? That's what we want to talk to you about.
Right.
What it's like dating in America versus dating in China.
It hasn't really... I've been focused on my career. I came here...
That sounds like you're not getting anything.
That doesn't sound good.
There have been long stretches of celibacy already. And it's tough. I mean, which doesn't make much sense, because America, it seems like the entire culture here is all like hookup culture. You know, now I come back, it's all the apps, it's all Tinder and Bumble, and it's all my guy friends are like, bro, you just get on these apps, bro. You don't even, you know, it's just like, it's like ordering a pizza, and this chick shows up, and like, I decide whether or not I'm gonna like buy her a coffee or whatever. I mean, ugh.
And you left the same year I did, right? 2004, you left America?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and so then it's got to be like, I'm married, so I got out before apps were ever invented for this kind of stuff. But
you
so,
got out before the iPhone was invented.
I did.
There's no apps well to before put the iPhone.
Yeah.
And so for you, it must be insane. Are you getting the apps?
No, I'm not even, because I just don't want to go down that road. Like once you buy. You can't casually peruse those. Like, once you're in, like, I know these guys. These are the sorts of guys I have my friends now that since I've been back. And they're just, like, you're sitting there talking to them, and there'll be, like, a break where you look over, you're, like, ordering a coffee, and you look over, and they're already doing the swiping, and they're, like, loading up. You know, they're simultaneously chatting with about 15 different girls who they're trying to set up. And then they'll be like, dude, I'm, like, meeting a different girl every day of the week. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds super time-consuming and just empty. Like, it's not... Especially at age 36, like I'm not trying to. Those interactions are.
Can't believe you gave your real age. Joe Schaefer never gives his real age.
Oh, well, I'm being candid on this, but it's funny just to contrast that with China, which, as you know, I mean, very quick they don't date around. There's no casual.
They're not
dating.
Getting younger, and they got to have that one child. So
that's true.
You know.
Yeah.
I've actually been around, actually.
So they have. I mean, and this is going to show my age as well. But when I was, you know, in the early days of, being out on the prowl.
Yeah.
You had the MySpace MSN Messenger combo, which is what I used. That
Kaplan's
was
from the Friendster generation.
Yeah.
I didn't use any Messenger.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, but.
But so in those days, like, I remember where there was one girl, a Chinese girl, this is a true story, like, we met up, and I had, like, you know, after chatting on MSN, I brought her back to my apartment or something, and, like, doing my corny moves back in my, like, mid-20s in China, you know, put on whatever, I don't know, but
like a DVD,
Cool Keith CD or whatever, and like, yeah, what up, girl? And then she like looked at me. I'm like, I move in for the makeout, and she's like, ni ai wo ma, like, do you love me? And I was like, wow. What?
For the makeout?
Yeah, I was like, I
don't know that word.
2 hours ago, like, I chatted with you for a grand total like 3 hours. Like, what? And she was like, do you love me? And I was like, I think. I don't know if this is gonna work out. I'm sorry. Like, I think we have different value systems. So I'm sorry.
So much easier with that Japanese girl who you didn't speak a word of Japanese, and she couldn't ask you that question. So
yeah,
there you go.
She made, like, talking a heart ruins everything.
With her hand, I was like, I don't know what that means, but is that, are you gonna? Does that mean you're gonna give me?
And now you can swipe once if you love them, and twice if you're lying. Or how does it work? Yeah. I don't know.
All right, so now you're here, and how's the living situation? Well, first of all, that's makes it tougher, right? The living situation.
Yeah, I have a mattress on a floor and no furniture. So,
girls in New York love that. Let me tell you,
we were at a show the other night, and Schaefer was like, "There's a comedian on stage," and Schaefer's like, "Ah, she's pretty good looking." And we're watching her set, and the first thing she does is she goes, "Okay, first of all, if you live on an air mattress on the floor, don't talk to me."
Wow, that's...
like in the middle of her act, and I was like, "Oh yeah, Schaefer, you're done."
Well, she's the one. If she actually said that, I mean,
yeah, but it's like, but you have considered it in the past, so. I'm going to see if I can make is it like break that promise.
Because there's different levels of air mattress. Is it the ones that like pump without the pump and they have like a...
I'm like, what up, girl? My air mattress got sheets on it. Yeah,
sheets. It's a high-level air mattress.
Yeah. It's also, I could see it's kind of passionate if you get on an air mattress and it breaks. It pops. Yeah. It shows, I don't know, there's some pros.
Remember I used to have an old joke about that, about how my bed was so... My first apartment in China, my bed was so ghetto that I had propped it up with a wine bottle. And I was like, yeah, every time I have sex, like, the wine bottle explodes. And the girl's like, oh, my God. He fucked me so hard, the bed exploded.
Exactly.
I was like, yeah, that's how you make a crusty apartment work for you.
That's why I had in my old apartment the worst, like, the bed frame was, like, completely... I never fixed it. It was just falling apart. It was, like, propped up on, like, I put, like, a stick underneath. And
for, like, confidence?
Yeah, because then you're like, oh, the bed fell apart in the middle. You're like, wow.
Yeah, we're really going at it.
But then I realized I was by myself, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
The twist.
So, the twist. Wait, but here's something I do notice, Schaefer, that, as you were saying a minute ago, that in China... At the comedy club, at the Kung Fu Comedy Club and everything, that's like a hot spot. Like, people go out there, that's their night out, right? So people show up, they're dressed up really nice. Guys are in suits sometimes. Girls are like they look like they're going to prom, you know? Except, well, in Schaefer's case, they probably are going to prom because he's into younger girls. But, no, Matt Davis told me to say that. Matt Davis, I talked to him.
Locker room talk.
Comedian Matt Davis told me that I need to say something about the age of the girl Schaefer dates. But anyway, let's keep going.
How does Matt Davis weigh in on that?
I don't know. He was in Connecticut. He called me. He said he heard you were going to be on today, and I needed to say that. But let's keep moving. So,
yeah, don't let him defend himself.
Yeah,
keep moving.
That's what I learned from
That's what we do. We bring on guests and we sabotage them.
This is all an ambush, wasn't it, guys? I regret coming on here.
Okay, wait. Oh, no. So my point was, it's tougher. In New York, I can already tell. Like, when a show ends, in China, everyone's like, it's like the place to be. Everyone hangs out there all night. A lot of the comedians do well because they're, like, talking to girls who were just at the show.
Yeah, I mean, you're the guy that was on stage. I mean, it's certainly not like being in a band where it's just, I mean, lines of fawning women just, like, you know, ready to talk to you. I mean, it's not quite that level, but certainly, like, you're the talent, and, like, you come off stage and everybody's been, you've been on up there being funny, and, like, if you had like a hot night, you could be like, what's up, girl? You know, you just ride that confidence in, and it can you can convert.
You can't do that in New York. I feel like
I agree with Turner that people tend to just, like, dip out. I mean, I know we're not doing, like, real prestige shows. I mean, I'm sure if you're, like, a seller comedian, you may be able to leverage that into some action. But certainly the bar shows we're doing, I have not noticed many women sticking around after to chat.
You guys might have to start a band.
We got to start a band.
You had a band in China, Turno, so how can you compare and contrast the...
The Jackie Treehorn Experience was the name of my band
in China. Which was better for the ladies in China?
What? Oh, which better?
Yeah, having a band or being a comic?
I mean, comic.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I found my wife through comedy.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good answer.
That's actually so funny because our fake band used to be called Log Jammin'.
From the movie.
Jackie Dreher Experience.
That
should have been a double bell right
there. Yeah, exactly. We go on tour. All right. Anything else to say about that?
No, I mean, you can, you know, that there it is right there. In China, they're still big on commitment. In America, I think that's a bygone era. I think now it's like dating is antiquated.
But in China, do you go for, do you like, what's the typical date in China? You just, do you go for drinks? You go, what do people do? They go in groups or?
You go and watch like a public execution and then everyone distributes their wealth evenly among other people. And
sounds so romantic. Yeah. I got married in China.
Good question though. I think it's similar. Dating in like, what's a typical date?
Well, I would say in the big difference is you've got karaoke over there, which is a big part. At least in Japan, I used to take a lot of dates there because they have private rooms.
Right.
So my big thing in Japan used to be you go into these little karaoke rooms and you can sing and like be goofy and it's a nice little a fun date option that you don't really do in the West.
So we actually have that in East Village on Avenue A. We have some karaoke place like that. And it's a funny story because our friend Jimmy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Many, many years ago, we met some girls who I think were Japanese. Jimmy speaks Japanese, but he didn't tell them. And we went on a double date to a karaoke bar. And that's an interesting thing because you go in the private room and you can there's great confidence because you don't have to be in front of people.
Right.
So we were doing like Tupac and Biggie songs, and they don't speak English, so they don't know how.
Here you go. Joe.
Oh, he's a very good rapper. He's a professional rapper. I date Eminem.
Yeah, so this is, I'm giving you some, there's some tips, Avenue A.
There you go.
You can
find a karaoke bar.
Bring some dates. Cool. Sixth Street, I think.
What was the date that was worked best for you in China?
Oh, my last date, right? Because, you know, I'm most recently single, and I did a couple dates where I would go, and it was a day date. You do it in the day, but you'd get like a little picnic going on the little lakeside park. I get a little poke. You know, that's the hot new food in New York.
Yeah, locker room talk.
I thought you were talking about.
I give her a little poke.
You skipped to the end of that story.
Yeah. it was a little foreshadowing. That's what I like to give them. A little Chekhov's poke.
Okay, wait. So you
like that joke.
So you'd sit around the lake, you get food. And then
no, I get a little poke, bring that in my backpack, lay out the blanket, have a nice little picnic. You know, you'd look out at the ships going by, the barges, and another phallic imagery for her to soak in. And, you know, you get
smart.
Like a couple beers, some wine, and it's just like the picnic is such a fun, romantic thing to do, and it worked every time.
Okay, you can do that here, though.
That's how I got my last girlfriend.
You can picnic here.
We have picnic baskets.
Right?
I don't know where you get a picnic basket, but we do have them. And
you go to Central Park. I mean, you can't get a basket there, but you can picnic there. Right?
Yeah, I feel like I did that once many years ago. When
all right, pre-marriage. Joe. Well, you're going to need to check back in with us. So far, it's slow and go.
I got no real...
Ladies, wait till they hear this pod.
Yeah, once they hear this, ladies, if you're listening, Joe Schaefer is ready to take you on a picnic and go to karaoke on Avenue A.
I don't know if I'm ready to invest that much energy. We'll see.
Oh, well, that could be the problem.
pretty sure it is.
All right. Well, Joe, I hope, you know, obviously we hope it's going to work out.
Thanks. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
The pep talk. Yeah. So let's get to the news, everybody. There's a ton of things going on. But first of all, let's play the music. Huey Lewis in the news. News of the day. To the house band Huey Lewis.
I think that band's gonna make it too.
I think they're gonna make it.
They got something.
Here's what we're starting with is voting. Voting's coming up.
Everybody vote.
Everybody, yeah, get out the vote. Listen to Ken Bone.
I have to feel smug and tell it and feel good about telling people to vote. Vote.
Listen to Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
Isn't he like fallen out of favor already? Wasn't he like a real flash in the pan?
Yeah, because he was somehow in favor of the Trayvon Martin shooting or like something like that.
Yeah, and he was perving on pregnant women, which
you
is
don't want to be in favor
weird.
Of any shooting.
No, just yeah, not he came out in support of that.
Yeah.
I think. So anyway, here's what we're going to do. Is voting election time. I just got my ballot from California.
Right.
And it's insane. I don't... I, so this is the first
How
time
How do
back
you
in
get to vote in California? You haven't lived there in... 12 years?
Yeah, well, feels, this I feels probably like, won't after this.
This
comes
is
out.
The rigging yeah. of the election that Trump keeps talking about.
I'm voting in Ohio as well, so.
Yeah, okay. So, what we're going to do is go through my propositions. I've been gone for 12 years for America. Yeah. Now I get these propositions.
Right. Well, this is the thing is that California is very smart. I bet they have higher voter turnout among young people because they get all these propositions that sound fun.
These are pretty interesting.
And it's a reason to go vote because nobody likes the people they're voting for.
Yeah, exactly, right? No, these are also, you haven't heard of most of these people. Like who? School board. The
who's
you know
school
I mean?
Board?
Wait, the California school That's a, board.
Yeah, yeah, no, like the Rescue Union School District. I can vote.
Right, as a parent, I'm offended that you get to vote on the school board in some place in California. Were you?
Yeah. Well, look at this one lady, Stephanie Grant. She's a piano teacher / substitute teacher. She's going to be head of the school board.
What are we voting her in for?
School board. The other guy.
I mean, I like piano. I took piano lessons. I'm voting for her.
The other one's the incumbent. So, all right, we'll go with her.
We need change.
I think we need some. I think we need some fresh blood in the Sacramento school board.
This
what do you
school
guys
board
think?
Needs changed. Yes, it's we a need change a, election.
If she can
a tidal wave.
Well, we know her commercials are going to have good music.
Like exactly.
Self-written songs, and then we have.
Nice piano ballad.
I'm voting for her.
Yeah, definitely vote for her.
What Everybody... about El Dorado Hills County Water and Fire Director?
Whoa.
Director of Fires. The first guy's name, you got to vote for him. This guy is named Dallas Springs.
That's his name, the fire?
That's
Springs?
Not a real person.
Wow.
That's him.
That's not a real person.
That's like Anthony Weiner being a pervert. That's just amazing to me that... Dallas then, Springs.
I guess
like,
you can.
Do you think like when he was born, his parents were like, "Well, we can't decide on a name. Let's do the porn name thing." We're like, we put the name of the city we were born in, and then the name of the street we grew up on.
Oh yeah, exactly. Or they just were like, one day we want our son to be the El Dorado Hills County Fire Director and Water, so we name him Dallas Springs.
We can only dream of what he will accomplish in his life.
Is he what party is he?
He doesn't say. He's very coy.
All right.
But he's
part of the all-night party. Yeah baby.
He's a medical equipment representative.
Oh, all right.
And he's running against Ron Michalacco, who
Boo.
Goes by the... Wait, no, but he goes Ron Mick Michalacco. I guess you can put nicknames.
Mick may know me, Bob.
What
Mick.
Year is this?
I don't know. Ron Mick Michalacco.
Nah, he doesn't know anything about water.
Hey, would
fire.
You vote for Ron Michalacco? Who? Mick. Oh, yeah, Mick. We know Mick.
But when it comes right down to it, we're voting for Charles Hartley and John Garadano because they're my dad's friends.
Your dad. Oh, okay.
So then that's it. But let's get
Are they
the
running
the
same ballot? They're running against Dallas Springs?
You can, yeah.
Yeah, tough race.
So it's a tough race. Plus against Ron Mick Michalacco.
Yeah. Is your dad donating? Is he running the camp? What's it going? And he just...
I don't know if he's a charitable... Yeah, I don't know if he's making a charitable donation.
If anybody's a guilty of voter fraud, it sounds like Mick Michalacco is going to be the guy that's, you know...
He's the Eldorado.
Busting in people from Eldorado Valley.
I'm just surprised. Yeah, you can put
Mick Michalacco is making deals with bankers, and he's rigging things.
So, but let's get to the propositions.
Yeah, let's get to the propositions.
Okay, first proposition. This one is very close to our heart and our sponsors. So,
yes.
This is...
We've been bought in this election already.
We've been bought. State Proposition 54. This goes for all of California.
Wow.
This is a... Legislation, and proceedings. Okay, this let's
summarize.
54 prohibits. Never mind. Okay, here it is. It requires legislature to record its proceedings and post them on the internet. It authorizes the use of recordings.
But it means you have to have consent to record things?
I don't think so. I think it's
we
just
want
like
to
ends
it up when America. Yeah, I want to be able to end things. I don't need it. I don't want no government person telling me when I can't answer when I can.
No. It says they have to do it. I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it says this basically lips by ends will blow up because they'll have to be using it because the easiest app to use if you got to sit there and record your meeting.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
So vote yes on State Proposition 54.
Yes for Ents.
The government is ordering you to use Lips by Ents.
If you're in California. Fantastic. Okay, next
vote
one.
Against those, I don't know, the dictaphone lobby. trying to keep us down.
Big dictaphone.
You might as well download Lips by Ents right now. Otherwise, pretty soon it's going to become a federal crime not to use it. So
exactly.
Sack up and do it now, people.
Do it now.
Get involved.
Before you go to jail.
Yeah.
Get Lips by Ents.
you'll be getting Lips by T-Bone in jail if you don't download right now.
Yes.
Get on board, people. You heard it here first. Lost
Scared
in America.
Straight. Scared straight.
Yeah. You're going to be lost in the system.
Lost in the penal system.
Lost in the penal
system. If you don't get Lips by Ents. State Proposition 56. Okay, this one wants to make increased cigarette tax by $2 a pack.
Boo.
Because I'm sure they already have a really high tax. I lived in California many years ago when they first banned smoking and inside, and it seemed like I used to love to visit New York because it seemed much like cooler to be in a bar and have smoking. And now there's no smoking anywhere.
This proposition smacks of big vape.
They
got their grimy fingerprints all over this.
Vapes all over it. I will say this: after living in China for 12 years, I'm pro anything that gets rid of cigarette smoking. I'm not a cigarette fan, so I might vote against this. But
no, you'd vote for it then because you raise the tax.
Yeah, see, that's how easy it is to like. This is how Brexit got passed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna vote against this, and then everyone just does that. Like, wait, what did we do? All right, so 2-4.
I'm against it, but.
I'm against it.
I think I'm for it, but I don't know. I can be swayed. Okay. Next one, Proposition 64. We're sticking on the smoking theme.
Oh, wow.
This is the legalization of marijuana in the state of California.
Okay, I swear they already passed this. Didn't they legalize marijuana in California?
I thought they did. Most people I know sell it.
I've been to California. I was in San Diego. Oh, it's medical marijuana is legal. So now they're trying to, is that what it is?
Yeah, now they just want to make it like everybody can do it.
Colorado. Legal?
Like completely legal.
I feel like the goal, I think they should legalize it, but I think the goal is for it to fail like 49% so they can have it on net, because this definitely has to increase turnout. Having this on,
everyone's going to vote now.
They need a new version each 4 years of marijuana, but yes for this.
You're yes.
In next election cycle, it's do we legalize crack? I think that's what's next on the docket.
I mean, I'm yes to that.
I'm probably yes to that.
Whatever happened to crack, you know?
If we can tax it.
I just feel like it's gone out of vogue.
It went out with Talking Heads in the 80s.
Wait, you think 90s style is like back in fashion? You think crack will come back in too? Is sort of like a nostalgia thing?
I don't know if we're the right demo that knows. Is crack really not in fashion?
It could still be in.
We're on opiates now, man.
Okay.
I don't know. You're out there. You're in the dating world.
I'm out there, man. I'm doing the crack and the opiates.
You got to report back to us.
In the married world, there's no crack, but I don't know about the dating world.
In Long Island City, where.
Here's my thing.
I'll tell you what. When you go out with a girl and you have a great date, and at the end of the date, you find out she's an opiates girl and you're a crack guy, it's like,
that's,
it's just done. You just walk away.
Hatfield McCoys.
Yeah. Right? Sorry, babe.
You can have a wedding one. How are you going to raise the kids? Like, you just, you can't. You're right.
Here's my thing on the marijuana thing. I'm against it.
Against it? Wow.
I'm against it because I went to Colorado for a wedding last year, and it's legal there.
Right.
And like every stupid store on the street is now some dumb pun name.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like Mile High Distributors.
So maybe we should have to control the naming, but legalize pot.
I don't want...
Yeah, I think there should be a proposition on
naming.
A moratorium on puns.
Yeah. Puns for... And while we're at it, Vietnamese restaurants. Because it's like...
Lord.
No, like faux real, faux shizzle. Like every single one has to have a pun.
And you really like Vietnamese food when you're high.
I'll tell you a story. My friends met somebody in Shanghai. They had opened up a place called Pho King.
So annoying.
They met the owner guy and they were like, dude, why? And he was like, oh, it's not meant as a pun. And they were like, don't even. Like he tried to play like he didn't do that intentionally.
Just because you smoke pot and eat Vietnamese food, neither one of them makes you funny. Stay out of the comedy game.
Right.
You're against it from a comedy perspective.
I'm voting against it because I don't want to see any more dumb puns.
Well,
I think you've convinced me, Turner.
All right, good. You're on my side.
I am on your side. The puns alone.
I'm voting. I say vote yes. Marijuana should be legal.
Because you're not a comedian. It's an insult to our craft.
he hosts a very famous comedy podcast.
But I think it's better. You're going to make people are less funny. Competitors, if they're all high.
That's true.
You know. Because people are high, they're not really funny. They're too mellow.
Well, they're funny to other high people.
Right, right. Oh, right. So you're losing your audience if everyone's high. I see what you're saying. All right, vote no.
All right, see, we're all know.
Yeah,
all right, look at
there
that.
There it goes.
Sweet.
We all, but people could accidentally download the podcast and listen to it if they're hot. I don't know. Well, we'll have to think about it.
Okay,
I need more research.
Alienate a lot of listeners.
I need a commission.
It could be good for podcasting.
Here's your iTunes review next week. Bong Hits 4000 writes, I used to be a big fan of Lost in America. I would light up a big fat bowl, sit back, and groove to the tunes of Kaplan and Turner Sparks. And then I found out they were anti-marijuana legalization.
By the way, more Billy Bush. That's what he would probably say. The way, that's what everyone says. All right. Here's the last one. Proposition 60.
Uh-oh.
Adult films, should adult film stars wear condoms? This is literally on
I swear this was on the ballot last time, too.
This is on the ballot in the state of California.
I,
and it was last time.
It
so
must have been defeated last
time,
and they just keep putting things back on.
They voted no
wear
last
you
time.
Down. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I'm an old man. I vote for whatever makes you safe, right? But I find it hilarious that they voted no last time.
I don't
time.
Know. Why is this a proposition? This is like...
But that kind of doesn't make sense. Like,
why don't you just pass a law? Like, what if that's...
Yeah, why do Californians need to decide?
Like, yeah.
Can't it just be made?
Maybe porn stars...
Why it up to the people.
Why doesn't the porn stars union get to decide this?
Is it thought of as free speech?
Wait, porn stars have their own union?
Well, I mean, maybe they should if this is...
Time to unionize.
I vote no for that because that's just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's like, I mean, porn's supposed to be like the fantasy. That's like if you were watching MMA and they all wore like helmets. I mean, that's not...
yeah.
Oh, they probably should.
they should, but if you're watching it to like live vicariously through that. I mean, you're it's mitigating your risk.
Next thing they're gonna say is you need to take her for dinner in a porn and get consent in a writing. So it's like he's doing campuses. Like I don't want that in my porn. It's this is
wow. I really enjoyed your porn. It was a 4-hour date and then 10 minutes of sex.
It was a little too real. The contract in the middle really, the contract signing really got me going.
Yeah, yeah. So I vote no on that grass. It's a slippery slope.
Slippery slope. Yeah.
Slippery slope. also the name. Also the name of my favorite porn series, Slippery Slope 7. Slipping on down to Anal Town. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite. Gosh. This show has gone.
I think
the
rails. Are we at the minute where like I can hope my parents and in-laws aren't listening still?
Yeah. Oh wait, I forgot. Yeah, am I not allowed to curse on this? I forgot. You guys are both like super religious, right?
Yes. No.
Can I tell a story? Can I tell a quick story?
Go ahead.
I got a Lost in America listener on the subway here. This guy came up to me and he like in the subway, he was like, "Hey man," you know, like kind of approached me. And of course, like New York, so immediately I'm like, "Oh, he's gonna ask me for money or something." He's like, I'm for like the, you know, the something, something, Eighth Day Adventist, like for
Seventh Day
Christ
Adventist
or something. No, this is a different one. He's like, what we're doing is like...
they're upping it a day. Yeah. You've heard of the Seventh Day.
I'm coming
Seventh
up with a name. This is like a different sect or whatever. But he's, this whole thing, he comes up to me, he's like, so what we're doing... And eventually like, I understand he's not trying to get money off me. So I'm like, yeah, hit me with your spiel. And he's like... basically, like, we're this church group. We, like, meet. Oh, first he invited me. He's like, do you want to come to our church group? And I was like, oh, I'm recording this podcast. He was like, oh, okay. He's like, but basically, our thing is, like, we believe that, like, God, you know, it says, like, humans were or man was, like, created in his image. But, like, we believe it's, like, men and women. Like, God can be, like, a man or a woman.
Okay.
I was like,
transgendered.
Okay, this is, like, an all-inclusive thing. He's like, yeah, that's us. I was like, oh, that's it? He's like, yeah, that's kind of our thing.
I feel like that's not enough of a pitch.
It's like kind
of,
I was like.
So God can fuck himself is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like Jesus is a hermaphrodite, basically. Yeah, yeah. It was their whole pitch. I was like, I'm on board. And then I go, he goes, you're going to do a podcast? What's that about? I was like, oh, I told him, right? I'm like, me and my buddy, we just moved here from China. And like, he does this whole thing, Lost in America. He's like, Lost in America? I'll download it.
Nice.
So wow. I got us,
yeah. Oh, shout out to you, Eighth Day Adventist. Oh,
so guys,
can we cut out that part where I made fun of his?
I'm just going to say, if hermaphrodite Jesus, 4,000 comments on your iTunes page, that's my get.
And he says, I'm sure more Billy Bush for him too.
And, you know, and I think we all know who'd be a big fan of Ents, Lips by Ents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he would love Lips by Ents.
Jesus would love it. Yeah.
His teachings.
He can record his sermons, his teachings.
That's another great use for it, Lips by Ents.
So that's it, everybody. Michael Kaplan, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
As always. And I just gotta
get out of here. Get back to the.
We still haven't heard from Billy Bush, which is kind of tough. Oh wait, we're getting a phone call.
Could that be?
Let's see who this is. Hello?
It's the Bushy.
Hello?
It's Billy Bush. What's up, guys?
Billy Bush. Wait, it is Billy Bush.
Is that, wow.
What's up, guys?
Is that really Billy Bush?
Lost in America. I love your podcast.
I can't believe you got him.
Oh, my gosh. We got you. We've been trying to get a hold of you for like a week now.
Well, I'm not at Access Hollywood anymore, if that's what you were trying to contact.
I was calling over there, yeah.
I got shit canned.
Oh, Billy, we're so sorry.
Billy.
We're huge fans.
Yeah, we are huge fans. You know, we're big fans of the Locker Room Talk.
You're an inspiration.
Oh, man. Don't bring that up, guys. You know, I feel like I was thrown under the bus there. Pun intended. But, yeah, the Donald used to be a good buddy of mine. Now won't return my voice messages.
You're not hearing anything out of him now?
Contact him on Twitter.
You know, I contacted him on Twitter, too. No response. I feel like the Bushy is getting ignored here. I'm getting a little iced out.
The Bushy's getting iced out.
The Bushy's getting iced
out. Well, hey, I mean, what's your connection to the Cubans? Because let me tell you.
Yeah, I need some help.
Ever since Mike Cap over here said some regrettable, terrible things about the country of Cuba, they've told us that the only way they're not going to come and find him and attack him is if we get the Bushy on, and now we got you. So how do you know them?
Oh, guys, don't worry. The Bushy's got it covered.
Thank you.
My cousin, you guys may know my cousin, W.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
He was president for 2 terms.
He was?
I've heard of him, yeah.
And, my cousin, that Bushy, he's had a couple of stogies with Castro himself.
Uh-huh.
So the Bushy has got a connection with the Cubans.
Thank you, Bushy.
Well, that's fantastic.
Please express to them that I was a different, it was a few weeks ago, I was a different man then, I was younger, I was immature.
It's a whole, yeah, it was a Locker Room Talk scenario.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Hey, look, man, better. Don't worry. I know all about that, okay? You say things behind closed doors. Sometimes, you know, your dirty laundry gets aired out and suddenly everyone in the country hates you. You know, the Bushy can relate.
I knew you could.
Except for Gavlin didn't say it behind closed doors. He said it on a podcast.
Yeah, well, I didn't know anyone was actually going to listen to it.
You may want to rethink that in the future.
So wait, Bushy, we hear you got $10 million now. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and I'm kind of need it because it's a little bit of a public relations nightmare over Bushyville.
If you would like to rehabilitate yourself, I think this podcast, if you would like to come on.
Excellent. That's what I was studio. Hoping for, guys, because I just want everybody to know that I really jumped on the grenade there, okay, to show everybody just the sort of vile things that Donald Trump is thinking, okay? I was willing to step in front of that, you know, catch a little bit of negativity, a little flack from the public. But I think in the end, we all wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Wow. So this was like an undercover report, a journalism for Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
You should win a Pulitzer.
I'm finally doing the investigative journalism I never could over there at Access Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, I think you were at Access Hollywood when this happened.
Yeah, you know, I was.
But, you know, yeah, whatever. I'm not trying to split hairs here. This is not a...
Yeah, don't argue with the Bushy, man. That's not why I'm on here.
Yeah, no, you were playing the long game. That's a great journalist, too. That's, you probably learned that at Colby College. Was that...
I think we...
Yeah.
I was a big fan of your lacrosse game back then. I've heard you were the number 3 scorer all time at Colby.
Great. I was one of the best forwards ever at Colby, man.
Yeah.
That was me, the Bushy. Yeah. A lot of locker room talk in those days.
And what do you have to say? Because you're clearly a guy who's good with the ladies. What do you have to say to our guest, Joe Schaefer, who's having a little trouble here in New York?
Oh, man, you just got to keep your chin up. It helps if you're one of the top lacrosse players in the nation. But, you know, you just got to get in there, get the apps, man. I'm all over Tinder. Okay.
Billy Bush is on Tinder.
Oh, the Bushy Tinders.
The Bushy Tinders. You can see my face on there.
You can see your face.
I'm currently single as well. Turns out my girlfriend didn't appreciate the comments that came out as well.
I thought Billy was married.
Oh, that's too bad.
I could have sworn Billy was married.
In a lonely place like right now, I gotta say.
Well, we're your friends. You could be here anytime. Should we put your... Because, you know, we just said to our audience, if they want to date Joe Schaefer, they can get in touch with us. But if they want to date the Bushman, what do you think?
Oh, fuck that Joe Schaefer guy. Bushy's where it's at. I just got a $10 million payday. So, you know, we're not having a date at a Chipotle, all right? We're going somewhere nice. We're going to Red Lobster, baby.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I think that's going to do
it. You know, Billy, I can't believe this is a married man, and he's just...
Oh, we just found out you're married, Billy.
You're really... This is a podcast. It's going to go out there, but... But, you know...
Look, let's not dig too deep into Bushy's personal life.
All right, Bushy. You do your thing.
We'll all right. Go. Well, listen. All right. I think that's all the time we have. Bushy, thank you. Thank you for getting the Cubans.
This is a huge get for us. It's a big...
This is a major get for us to get the Cubans off.
No problem, man. Anytime. Just call me.
Yeah. No, and I thank you, and
or
I will...
direct message me on Tinder.
If you can get me some cigars while you're getting them off my back, so I'd appreciate it, too.
No problem. I'll bring some Stubbs over next time I drop by.
All right.
He's well, dropping by.
Come like. By the podcast anytime. That's been our show. That's for Joe Schaefer.
Use lips by Entz,
use
Billy.
Lips by
I think
Entz.
You would... for Joe for Schaefer. Your next scoop.
For Joe Schaefer, for Mike Kaplan, for Billy Bush, my name's Turner Sparks. That's been Lost in America.
I'm Kaplan. Get lost.
Get lost.
Should I fly to Los Angeles? Find my asshole brother. Mickey Mouse is growing up a cow. Dave's on sale again. Kiss a kiss in the rear view. We're so bored, you're to blame. Trust you once, my wife. Everything's in everything. Hell for the century. $1 million at stake. As you search for your demigod, and you fake we're the saint. There's no sex in your violence. 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 Trust you.
Trust you once, my wife. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.